Chris Ehart, the College of Energy Knowledge here on My Talker Radio. Thank you for sticking around with us if you actually stayed through that last segment. This is my first segment ever down in radio. So if I stutter a little bit, it's only because I'm excited about saving you money on your energy bill, because that's what we are very, very good at doing. A lot of people talk about solar. When I tell them the name of my company, All About Energy Solutions, they say, oh, so what do? Heat pumps? What do? Solar? Wind? No, but we do partner ourselves with companies. We've aligned ourselves with other companies in the industry that are big on, you know, that have the same goals that we do as saving people money on the energy bill. So I got a friend of mine here with me today from Carolina Energy Conservation, SEMO. What's going on, SEMO?
Yo, what's up, Chris? Thanks for having me.
No problem, man. How was the drive up from Myrtle Beach?
It was long, a lot of traffic, but I made it in one piece. Had a nice, good, successful appointment this morning, so good morning.
Where'd you get that appointment?
I got it from you.
See? Networking. That's what it's all about.
It's just people helping people, you know?
It's a very, very beautiful thing. With solar, one of the reasons I personally, you know, haven't done solar is because solar companies use us to do what I like to call the solar prep. Solar prep to me is very, very important. I don't see why you would want to create energy without conserving first. What do you think about that?
Mainly you're looking at what your utility bills are first. I mean, we do have a good stance with our company. I mean, getting people to a net zero, you know, every single month, that's the goal. You want to have the power that you're producing. You want that to be negated by what your home is actually using. It is always a good idea, you know, for homes to have a low power bill in the first place. You know, that's what's going to make that solar system the most efficient, the best return on investment with it. But might as well just go solar right in the first place. You know, if your home's deficient, do a couple small upgrades to help out. But a lot of folks are really getting in tune with the solar, and with the tax incentives, it's just really taking off.
Now, did you just say it makes sense to just do that first? But the name of your company is Carolina Energy Conservation. So you got to love conservation, right?
Yeah, you know, conserving is always important. And, you know, a lot of folks are more in tune with the conservation aspect of, you know, what we do saving energy, which is the most important thing. And some people are just, you know, really in love with the solar, and that's what they want to jump into. There's not always just one solution for every house and every situation. Every house is its own fingerprint. And yes, you know, we do the same sort of things that you do with your company, Chris. It's the home energy consultations. We want to find where those target areas are, and we want to address those situations and come up with solutions to those problems.
I've always heard the line, when I first got into this business, you know, good solar companies will tell you need to conserve first.
Absolutely.
In my opinion, I don't know why you would ever want to, you know, put solar in your house if you're using incandescent light bulbs. And again, I'm giving him a hard time, but they do the insulation and radiant barriers and, you know, LED lighting, you know, just like we do. When I was looking to try to partner with a company in this area, you know, for solar, I really like what they brought to the table on what it is you guys do. So talk to me a little bit about solar.
So, I mean, looking at solar panels, you know, a lot of the biggest misconception about solar, and Chris, I know you can attest to this also, is someone will walk up to you and they say, Chris, my house is 3,000 square feet. How big of a solar system do I need? And you look at him, you say, well, what are your bills? Like, oh, well, you know, my bills are, well, I'm not really sure, but my house is 3,000 square feet. You're like, well, sir, it has no bearing whatsoever how big your house is. It's all about your consumption. I've seen small houses that have huge utility bills. In order to offset that to where there's a good return on investment, you're looking at a huge dollar amount for a system, but a large home that has a conservation aspect to it first, lower that monthly utility bill, I mean, that's when you're looking at some serious cost savings and a great return on investment for solar. That's one of the biggest misconceptions to start off. So educating folks on solar and really just informing them what they're actually trying to accomplish with it is the first step because they have that misconception. Really, solar, it's really come a long way since when it was becoming popular in the 70s and 80s, performance-wise and cost-wise. Prices have gone down substantially, and they're looking to continue to drop here in the future. The way the cells are becoming more efficient, more hours of production time throughout the day, the way the inverters are working, converting the DC from the sun into the AC, feeding the actual system, everything's becoming so efficient. You're getting more out of the panels and it's costing you less. So the return is becoming faster and faster for solar.
Yeah, and I like what you talked about, which is what I preach and what I truly, truly believe, that conserving, it makes the most sense. You know, taking a look at those the light bulbs. We can talk about light bulbs for a second. We use the same light bulbs. We love the lights that we use. They don't get hot. That's what people don't realize.
Man, like, you look at the light bulbs, and, you know, we can all think back in the days where you get the incandescent that burns out and you go up there and just grab it and you leave your fingerprints, you know, sitting on that light because it burns you so bad. These LEDs, they don't produce any heat whatsoever. So you think about this, Chris, you know, what would you say an average house has for light bulbs number-wise?
I mean, 68, 70 light bulbs.
So you think 68 or 70 light bulbs average for the house? I mean, the surface temperature of that light bulb is probably about 200 degrees. For an incandescent light, that's a lot of heat.
Oh, I got a great story about like that. One of my friends, Don Lewis, he does load calculations, and one of the things that I thought was really, really neat when he told me a story when I was telling him about my LEDs, a very prominent builder in town that says they build great homes, but they put them up in 4 months, and they're not very energy efficient. Yeah. He kept getting called out to this house, this model home, because they couldn't get it to go below 80 degrees in the summertime. And they said, something is going on with the AC here. We need more air, blah, blah, blah. And so when he went in and started looking at everything, guess what the first thing most real estate agents do when they walk into a model home is they turn every light in the place on. They do that because they want it to be bright. The problem is, if we're using 68 as the number, that's 68 light bulbs that are all over 200 to 250 degrees. You can literally heat your house in the winter with that.
That's a major source of heat. And just think back to my parents' house up in, I'm from Buffalo, New York originally. Been down here about 5 years, but yeah, well, one thing you don't have to shovel down here is humidity, Chris. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just remember sitting at my parents' kitchen table. You know, we had one of those like kind of chandelier looking deals coming down, and I could just feel the heat coming down on my face, you know, all the time. And people tell me that. So, the lights really add a huge source of heat, especially in the, you know, the wintertime, summertime, all year round. So that's one great aspect. And, you know, they just last forever.
I'm a Fuzzy Peach guy because they were the first yogurt store here in town. And I went into Fuzzy Peach, where my little girl likes to love to go. And I was looking at the lighting. It was really, really, really bright. I'm sure you've been in houses that have a lot of natural light that's coming in. Yeah. Well, that's how this yogurt shop is. A lot of natural light coming in. And then you look up and they got these ugly yellow incandescent light bulbs. And when we come back from this break, I have a great story on what we were able to do for them. Actually, I might have a video on my website. Take a look at our website at allaboutenergysolutions.com or the radio station's website, which is WMYT1067FM.com. Daddy left the